The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me? Cause in my dreams, it's always there, the evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair. Was black, was no use holding.
Yeah, there you go. Episode 666 of Talking Metal. Wow, we've been doing this a long time. Wow, I've been doing this a long time, and here I am on my own, sitting here, really bummed out because this was for years and years, maybe even a decade, I've been dreaming of this day, thinking that the episode, the 666th episode of Talking Metal would be something amazing. And it's not, guys. It's a fucking shit fest here, man. Fucking pissed, man. You know, 500 was a cool episode because I was like, we got five different guests, some really big name people, and it was a big celebration with John, myself, and Bud Friendly. Yeah, but 666, I wanted this to be something cool. I wanted to have, like, Bruce Dickinson on, emailed Iron Maiden's management and publicist, no response. Wanted to get Papa from Ghost on, you know, a really great artist and has been in the press a lot lately and kind of has that evil vibe going on. It would have been a big, big guess for us here. And I'll tell you that after weeks and weeks of going back and forth with their publicist, their management, it was very, very close. We almost got Papa, guys, but nope, no go in the end. I'm told maybe we'll get an in-person when they come around through the States. However, I'm not holding my breath. You know, we've been blown off by Ghost twice now, saying we might be able to get an interview with them. We will get an interview with them, and then nothing. So I was kind of holding out hope for that. That was looking good for a few days. But yeah, that's it. That's it. You got an Iron Maiden song. One that actually is in the set list. Man, the new Iron Maiden set list is out. They're coming through the States in June and July. I got to tell you, I'm not totally disappointed by the set list. But to me, six songs off the Book of Souls record is a little much. How about three? You know, I would take three. I would be cool with that. I think most people that'll be in the arena night would prefer to hear zero songs off of that record that when I see them in Newark. And you can always gauge that by the crowd response. You know, they're going to play Children of the Damned and Number of the Beast and Wasted Years and people will go nuts. But then they're going to, you know, play two songs in a row off of Book of Souls and it's going to be rather quiet. And I know a lot of you guys, you're hardcore fans. You like hearing the new stuff and you're interested in new music and that is awesome. But I'm just telling you, six songs off the Book of Souls album in the set list is too much, especially when you're missing so many great classics. The last time back in 2016 when they toured, they actually had Hallowed Be Thy Name in the set. That has been dropped to add another new song, at least in the first few shows in Germany. That's what happened. Maybe the set list will change up when they get to the States and North America, although that would be very unlike Iron Maiden, who generally play the same set list over and over and over again for months on end. Don't get me wrong. I sound like I'm bitching and whining here. I am very excited to see them. I've been pulling my hair out. I'm about to head down to M3. It was a crazy week here. My wife was sick. My son was sick. He seems to be almost better. Earlier the week, I was wondering if M3 was even going to happen. And I'm scrambling around trying to research the bands. And we have a bunch of shit, in theory, supposedly, lined up. So hopefully that'll happen. And also been scrambling with this episode, trying to get, you know, King Diamond or somebody who personifies evil on the episode. And it's a letdown. No one is here but me and one Talking Metal caller. We're going to listen to a call right now. And I want you guys to call us, though. The number is my Jersey number is 973-757-1917. Call me. I want to do another episode where we play a bunch of these calls back to back. But in the meantime, here's one call that I received. Again, please call me at 973-757-1917. Here we go.
Hey, Mark. This is Gene from Minnesota calling again.
Hey, man.
A few notes that I had regarding my last call. Yeah, we brought up Dave Reffitt. He is currently living in China. He found his wife there. They are now married, of course. That's why I said wife. Fiona. is her name. They have a child together named Deal, and he looks happy and healthy as does the whole family. So kudos to Dave there. The most recent episode, you were playing some Royal Thunder. Or no, I'm sorry, you were talking about Royal Thunder. I just want to give another thumbs up to the app, have people check those guys out. Crooked Doors was their last album. They're currently about to release a new album, and I'm looking forward to checking that out. That was one. Time Machine was a huge, for me, that song, and I just kept hearing that song over and over on my MP3 player, and I finally just went and bought the damn thing on vinyl, and I love it. That's there's a little bit of a burner, other than Time Machine, but great album. Speaking of that, I was going to ask you if you ever got around to checking out the Winery Dogs' second album.
Yes, again, I did.
That, for me, that was another one I had to kind of sit with it and get accustomed to it, and now I love it. I picked that one up on vinyl, and I'm really glad that I did. Janius, that band you played on the most recent episode, they remind me of a band called Vast. Are you familiar with Vast?
No.
I would check out Visual Audio Sensory Theater.
Okay.
It's the first album, VAST. The song is called I'm Dying.
Okay, cool. I'm looking for that in iTunes right now. Yeah, there it is. Cool. We're going to play that. Great suggestion.
And, I did have one other question. Were you the one playing ZO2 out of New York back a long time ago? And if so, do you have any idea if those guys are still active?
Wow.
And one final thing before I sign
yes,
off here.
But yes, we did play them.
Joey, I wanted to kind of give a, he was on the most recent episode. I have the same issue with Black Star Riders that he has. It just doesn't click for me. I love Thin Lizzy, and I really want to support those Black Star Riders guys, but it's for some reason it just doesn't click for me, and I'm not sure what it is. So I'm right there with you, Joey. Mark, keep up the good work, and send Emily all our best. Take care.
Gene from Minnesota, great call. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Please call again. And we're going to check out the band and song you suggested there in 1 minute. First, I'm going to crack open a beer. This is called Red-Headed Step Brewed Beer. And it's out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Brewed and canned in Jersey City, New Jersey by Departed Souls Brewing Company. That's got to be like out of somebody's apartment or something, because I've never freaking heard of it. Trying to buy some of the local beers, but it's like another one of these beers where the label, it feels like it's like glued on or something. Let's check it out. This is a true home brew thing. Kind of a reddish tilt to it. And unique, good. Yeah, it says chocolate, caramel, and red ale. And you can taste that in there. It sounds disgusting, but it actually tastes pretty good. But back to Gene's call. ZO2, Gene, they had a TV show, short-lived TV show, kind of like I did on Fuse. I had the Talking Metal on Fuse TV show, Precursor. Came before that metal show. Some of the episodes I've gone into the history of that and how the two kind of relate to one another. I was fortunate enough to work on season 14, the final season of that metal show. Actually enjoyed it more than I actually did doing my own show on Fuse, to be honest. But ZO2, they weren't... Were they on Fuse? I feel like they were on Fuse, too. I feel like they had their own TV show called Z-Rock. No, it was on IFC. I'm sorry. Yeah, Z-Rock was on IFC, and they were definitely on our show. I know they were tight with Paul Stanley and the Kiss guys, and I have no clue what happened to them, and the only way I would be able to find out right now is do a Google search. but I'm not going to do that right at this minute. So, yeah, and Dave Ruffett, great guitar player. Glad he's doing well and living over in China. That's great. Dio, named his kid Dio. That's crazy. I was planning on naming my next dog Dio. I have right on my side right here, Ozzy, who is actually on the Talking Metal on Fuse show with me once, and he is almost 10. Hoping I get another couple good years out of him. He is a golden retriever. You know, we've had golden retrievers in my family live anywhere from, you know, 5 years to 14 years. So I'm hoping this guy is with me for another few years. He's a great dog. I was thinking of naming my next dog Dio. Then the dog after that would be Gillen. I probably stop there. I don't think I'm going to, well, maybe Glenn Hughes would be next. You know, he took over for Gillen and Black Sabbath. And then, would I go Tony Martin? I don't think so, but who knows? Who knows? Great call, Gene. And again, thanks for all the listeners who have called to the show, over the past few months. Let me give the number again. It's 973-757-1917. 973-757-1917. 973-757-1917. 666 is where we're at here. Episode 666. Fucking boring disappointment of an episode. So sorry, guys. I wanted this to be like a massive thing. When Papa seemed like he wasn't going to happen for the episode, I was like, oh, well, maybe we'll interview six different people and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but fuck it. No, man. I got M3 coming up. I don't, you know, it's going to be like Warrant and Danger and, you know, Rat interviews coming at you momentarily on the podcast, you know, in the next few episodes. And I don't want to have danger on episode 666, you know, and that would mean delaying everything, trying to book more interviews. Anyways, I'm just making excuses. This episode fucking sucks. 666. What a disappointment. Oh God. Anyways, Gene, let's get into the band you suggested. What were they called again? I downloaded the track already. It is I'm Dying by Visual Audio Sensory Theater, as suggested by Gene from, I believe, Minnesota, right, Gene? Here we go. Jesus Christ, are you the Son of God? I want to know. That I believe. No one dangles by that I don't compromise. Your love, boy, call love of the world. It's killing me through my own evil pride. No one dangles by. We'll be right back. a little visual audio sensory theater. Guys, we have the comments section opened on talkingmetal.com. Please go leave comments. We are posting news stories just about every day, and there's a lot of activity on talkingmetal.com. Please bookmark it, make it one of your favorites. Visit there every day for updates. Correspond with me. Let me know what you think of the little news blurbs we're putting up. I'm looking for writers. If there's any writers out there interested in contributing to Talking Metal, this is a paid gig. It doesn't pay very much. As a matter of fact, barely anything at all, but it does pay. It needs to be a labor of love for you. But, you know, if your writing style is something I dig, maybe we can bring you on board. I'm looking for short articles, less than four paragraphs, preferably two paragraphs, short shit. But opinionated and loaded with attitude type of vibe. You can read some of the articles that are up there by guys like myself and Victor Ruiz of the Mars Attacks radio podcast contributes heavily to the site. Joe Becht has been doing some great stuff for us too. So some really great stuff coming up. And Joe is going to be doing another guest co-host spot here on Talking Metal. And he's got a great interview we're going to talk about on this upcoming episode, the state of the music business and how music became free. And it's going to be a great episode, I think. So stay tuned for that. Also wanted to quickly mention, I will be at the Rock and Pod Expo on August 26th in Nashville, Tennessee. Come join me. I want you guys there. Go make a pledge. And let them know you are coming to the Rock and Pod Expo to hang out with Talking Metal. When you make the pledge, just note that in your little note section. If you pledge $20, you'll get a Talking Metal t-shirt. If you pledge $40, you will get Ace Frehley's No Regrets book, autographed by the co-author, John Astronomy Ostrowski. And you'll also get an 8x10 signed glossy by Ace Frehley himself. There's two of those available, by the way. And if you pledge $75, you get to co-host and co-produce an episode of Talking Metal with me. There's three of those available. One is gone. There's two left. So, and if you do that, any of these, send me an email too, if you don't mind it, mark@talkingmetal.com, just to give me a heads up. And, you know, if you're going to co-host an episode and produce one with me, we can talk ahead of time and figure out what we're going to do. All the info you need is in the show notes, and we link to the expo in the show notes too. So check that out on talkingmetal.com. But let me know you're coming to this, guys. I want to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter at Talking Metal, or send me an email, mark@talkingmetal.com, or hit me up on Facebook. Let me know you're going to come out to Nashville and hang with me at the Rock and Pod Expo, August 26th. All your favorite podcasts will be there along with me. Rock and Roll Geek Show, Joey from Rock Strikes 10 will be there. Yeah, Michael Butler, of course, from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. A lot of great musicians, producers. It's going to be fun. We will party. We will record an episode. So let's hang. August 26th in Nashville. And the GoFundMe page to make those pledges to get your Talking Metal merch or guest spot on the podcast is GoFundMe.com/RockNPodExpo. That's RockNPodExpo. www.gofundme.com/rockinpodexpo. Cool. Use the Amazon links on our site, talkingmetal.com. That helps support what we do here. And also leave me a PayPal donation. That also helps support what we do here. And the PayPal tab is right on the site, talkingmetal.com, as are the Amazon links. Oh, what a disaster. 666. The episode that was supposed to be so epic is a fucking fizzly little turd. Revolver just put out their, this came in the mail, their 25 hottest chicks in hard rock. They do this every year. They used to call it the 25 hottest chicks in metal. It's now the 25 hottest chicks in hard rock. And there's some gorgeous ladies in the most recent edition issue. It's on newsstands now for $7. You can check out these gorgeous women and read about them. And I will say, and I know this is politically incorrect in today's climate, but a lot of them, again, a lot of these girls are freaking smoking hot, but a lot of them aren't very hot, and which is cool. You know, you don't have to be a hot chick, and maybe somebody else thinks you're hot. So I guess it's all from your point of view, but it's like, if a girl isn't hot, let's not put her in the hottest chicks in hard rock issue. You know, just make the girls fucking hot. Remember like Stuff magazine and the magazines back in the 90s? Like, just let's keep shit hot. And if you're going to call somebody hot, to me, hot means like they're a sexual turn on, but it's just like, you got to be fair to everyone, even these non-hot chicks, who I'm sure make great music, end up in the hottest chicks in metal. So what is the hottest chicks in metal? Is it their musical talent is hot, or is it they're like fucking a piece of ass and they look fucking great? And it's such a slippery slope nowadays. You say anything like this and suddenly you're politically incorrect. And listen, most of you know, I'm not any right-wing crazy maniac myself. Most of my friends probably would consider me liberal. However, some of my way liberal friends think that I'm, you know, more moderate to conservative. So I'm not going to get into it. But I do think that the liberal people on the far left, you're losing people because of your politically correctness. It's okay to call somebody fat. It's okay to call a chick hot. You know, it's okay to call an African American man black. Some of my best friends are black. You know, it's like everyone gets so wound up over nothing anymore. And it's like there's more important things out there. And when you get the political correctness going on, you start losing people. And look what happens. You get the guy who's currently in the White House. That's my opinion. Sorry. All right. Enough of this shit episode. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of the episode. Play fucking music that's good. And old school and shit that I love and I grew up on. Listen, it's 666. Why not welcome yourself to hell with Venom right now? This is Welcome to Hell.
Die!
classic Venom here on Talking Metal. This is turning into a music-based episode from this point out, guys. High in High School by Madam X. I used to have this video on tape. I think one or two, I think the drummer of this band ended up in Vixen, who I'm about to go see at M3. Who knows if she's even still in the band? I need to research that before I leave. But yeah, High in High School, Madam X, this is old school. Sebastian Bach, I think, was once in this band too. He's not on this song, but yeah, here we go, Madam X. I had the music video for that, and I remember the chicks were hot. I kept rewinding it and watching it over and over again. Good shit. Madam X, High in High School. Let's hit some classic rock right now. Cold Sweat by Thin Lizzy.
Trouble to win means trouble. stages and move out to Las Vegas. Stone cold sober and stone cold sweat, running out the back of my neck. To lose means trouble, to win pays double, and I got me a heavy bet. They say chances on the outside. I've got a whole month's wages. Stone cold sober and stone cold sweat. Stone cold crazy, place another bet.
The mighty Thin Lizzy here on Talking Metal. We had Gene earlier saying he just can't get into Black Star Riders. And, you know, there is the Thin Lizzy connection, but it's not really a big connection at this point, in my opinion. But I didn't quite like that last Black Star Riders record as much as I liked the first two. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Gene, you know. But you can't deny Thin Lizzy, you know that. I'm sure you love them. And maybe you love this band, too. Riot from the New York, New Jersey area, going way back. This is Swords and Tequila. Swords and Tequila, a song Dan Lorenzo and I covered in our screaming metal cover band, along with John Ostrowski on guitar with us. Yeah, great, great tune. Swords and Tequila by Riot. This is some Crocus with Eat the Rich. We'll be right back. a little Crocus, classic Crocus, here on Talking Metal. Saw those guys open for Sammy Hagar on the VOA, Voice of America tour, before Sammy was in Van Halen. Great, great night. My dad freaked out because the concert went until 12, and he had been waiting in the parking lot for me since about 10:30. So it was a great show while I was there, but the car ride home wasn't too fun. But yeah, Crocus and Sammy Hagar at the Chicago Pavilion is where I saw those guys. Cool. Oh, and Sammy was great, man. I liked him better before he was in Van Halen, quite frankly. Paul DeAnno, a guy I've reached out to a few times in Radio Silence, and he's usually responds and is a really nice guy every time I've sat down with him and spoken with him. Paul DeAnno, this is going back, you know, he quit Maiden. He kind of disappeared for a few years. He put out like kind of a poppy record, which was a big letdown for me as a kid. Then he came back and he started rocking a bit harder with the Battle Zone band or project or whatever you want to call it. And this is Paul DeAnno and Battle Zone with Welcome to the Battle Zone. Here on Talking Metal, Battle Zone. All right, so in 1985, you know, I was listening to AC/DC. I was a big, big fan of the Fly on the Wall record, a very underrated record by AC/DC. But I was also listening to, like, Agent Steel had both of these records, bought them both like right when they came out in 1985. And yet at my high school, people would be like, oh, you have no diversity in what you listen to. You only listen to heavy metal music. But okay, listen to AC/DC first, and then we'll come listen to Agent Steel right after that. And you can tell me if I had diversity in the music I was listening to in 1985. This is Sink the Pink by AC/DC, followed by Agents of Steel with... the song is Agents of Steel by Agent Steel, and that's also from 1985.
Somewhere
We're going to wind things down. A couple more songs. This is Riding with the Angels by Samson from 1981, way, way back before a lot of you were born. This is with a guy named Bruce Bruce on vocals. See if you can figure out who he is. Riding with Angels by Samson from 1981, featuring Bruce Bruce on vocals. He later went on to join Iron Maiden and used the name Bruce Dickinson, which I guess is his real name. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. And that brings us full circle back to the disappointment I was complaining about earlier about the too many new songs in Iron Maiden's set list. I just think it's unfair when you go on stage and play that many new songs and don't tell people ahead of time, you know, before they go and buy tickets. I will enjoy Maiden. I will love it, I'm sure. But man, I'd love to hear like Die With Your Boots On or Revelations or Murders in the Rue Morgue or Phantom of the Opera or Prowler or No Prayer for the Dying or something super rare, you know, do something for me except just play the new songs. I know no one else wants to hear No Prayer for the Dying. I personally do. I even want to hear Bruce do like some of the Blaze era stuff, something, you know, but Chains of Misery, that was a good one. Well, do pull out something, some more like Off the Beaten Path classics. Six new songs is a lot. Anyways, enough of that. This is the final song of the night. It's Night of the Blade by the one and only Tokyo Blade. This has been a long music-based episode. I'm sorry 666 wasn't anything better than this, but at least you got some great music, right? Support me with a PayPal donation. Make a donation of $6.66 today by going to talkingmetal.com and using our PayPal links, all right? I'd appreciate that. I'll talk to you guys soon. We'll be reporting from M3. I'm heading down there with my buddy Ian McCurdy, who's hooked up numerous Talking Metal episodes through the years. Emily will be there with me. John will be there with me. And we'll be hopefully getting a shitload of interviews down there and bringing those to you shortly here on Talking Metal. Tweet about us. Let your friends know about us. Please go to iTunes. Write a review, a positive review about this podcast. Hit me up on Facebook. Share the links. Let people know about this podcast. Thank you. And we'll see you in Nashville on August 26th. Come join me there. Let me know you're coming. This is Tokyo Blade.